Hello to the most wonderful people on earth. And I really mean that. I don't just say it just to say it. You are the most wonderful people on earth. And to Jesus be the glory and the praise. And God's people said, amen, amen. A great week this week. We start this week something very special. And I want to say thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you for being my partner, my wonderful partner, my wonderful friend. And I pray the Lord will reward you again and again and again in Jesus' name. Now, what I want to talk to you about is really important. How to stay strong in the Lord in these difficult, trying times. And how to remain strong, even if things get worse. It doesn't matter because the Bible has some amazing secrets to give us on how to be strong, how to stay strong, no matter what happens in the world. So, Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and Lord, I ask you to anoint me today and to anoint your people today that I might be able to speak the word and that they will receive it with might in the name of Jesus, that we would be strong in you and the power of your word in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen and amen. All right. The Bible tells us very clearly in the epistle of Jude, it says, building yourselves up, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. That's Jude verse 20. There's only one chapter in Jude. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, that's not exactly what I want to talk about because I want to really focus on how do you build yourself up to be strong. Well, let's first go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to read a very, very kind of foundational fact about this in verse 9. So if you'll all go with me to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Now, often I say my hellos and read your comments and names. Today, I have so much to say. This will take me a few days, by the way, to cover because there's so much good, and I mean like superb information in the Bible. And this week, you know, I want to just deal with this because I'm hearing things already that are very, very troubling of what's happening out there among people in the church. I'm not talking about outsiders. I'm talking about people in the church. So we need to be careful with what is being said and what is happening out there that we don't let it affect our, you know, our hearts. So it's very important now that we focus on our souls and how to finish strong in the Lord. Because that's really all that matters. On that day, when we see the Lord and stand in His presence, all that will matter is, how did we finish? How did we live our Christian life? And how did we finish our Christian life? That's all really that matters. Not one of us wants to hear, I don't know you, depart from me. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what we all want to hear. So, we read in verse 9, 1 Corinthians 3, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. And again, the word husbandry means field, land. Ye are God's building. So, the Christian life is compared to a building. Not only that, but the Bible tells us something very important in Ephesians 2. And you know, when you talk about a building, it's how do you build to stay strong? How do you build to last? So let's look again at Ephesians 2:22. It says, in whom ye also are builded, here again the building, ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So what do we see here? Well, what we see is how do we construct our lives? So let's take the example now of the natural. In the natural, the first and most important feature of any structure is the foundation. Because the foundation sets the limit to the weight and to the height of a building. You know, I come from Israel, and there's a lot of walls and pillars that have been there for like over 2,000 years. There are a lot of buildings still standing from the times of the British Mandate. So, you know, the way they did it is they went deep. So the deeper you go, the higher you go. The deeper you go means you're going to last. And so, like in the natural, the foundation sets the limit to the weight and the height of a building. A foundation not laid properly, a foundation that doesn't have depth, will bring what? Collapse. Will bring ruin. So a lot of people today who are questioning the faith, or walking away from the faith, or weak in the faith, it means their foundation is flawed. Their foundation is not, has not been built properly. And the Lord really tells us clearly in the Word how to build the foundation. So before we go on talking about how to build the building, how to build our lives, how to keep, you know, stay strong and on, let's talk about, is the foundation laid properly? Well, first of all, let's talk about this. Who is the foundation? Is the foundation something natural? Of course not when it comes to the Spirit. When they were building my home, back when I lived in California, we had built our home, Sue and I went out one day to talk to the supervisor, and I happened to notice that they were digging a very deep hole, you know, to lay the foundation. And I said to him, I said, and I think his name was David, I said, why are you going so deep? He said, well, because this is earthquake territory. We don't want the house to collapse. Wow, that's a very spiritual, you know, statement. He said, your house cannot be shaken with an earthquake. He said, it cannot crack because the whole thing will fall. He said, if there's a major earthquake, he said, this whole house will stay together when it you know, goes down. And I said, wow. And he gave me a great spiritual lesson. He said, the house will be as high as it is deep. Think about that. It will go as high as it is deep. It will go as wide as the foundation allows. I thought, wow, that's a very important matter also spiritually. Nobody can go as high unless they are deep. It has to be the same measurement, in other words, of depth as it is of height. So the question is, how deep are we spiritually? Now you say, well, you know, can I still start? Oh, yes, you can. You can literally deepen the foundation of your Christian life by listening to what Jesus said and what we have to do. Because storms, you know, in the Christian life come all the time. And the storm, when the storm comes, it depends on how deep you are. Because if you're deep, nothing can touch you, nothing can shake you, no matter how strong the storm is. So, when you look at 1 Corinthians 3:11, it begins to tell us about the foundation first of all. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. So Jesus is our foundation. The foundation is nothing more than the person of Jesus Christ. When we are deep in Jesus, we can go as high as we are deep. Now, the Bible is very clear that the foundation is not some other thing. You know, people, for example, you know, some people, sadly, believe that Peter is the rock, you know, when the Lord said, upon this rock, I will build my church. No, no, Peter cannot be the rock. Because the Bible over and over and over tells us that God and only the Lord is the rock. And what the Lord meant is, when Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, he said, upon this rock, what rock? The rock he just spoke. Upon this revelation, I will build my church. He didn't say, on you, Peter, will I build my church. And Peter himself said something that is so important. So now here's Peter talking, here's Peter writing, and he says, wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him, not on me, Peter, on him, Peter wasn't talking about himself, shall not be confounded, meaning put to shame or put to ruin. So Peter is repeating the blessed promise from the book of Isaiah 28:16. So let's look at Isaiah, because the book of Isaiah told, and here Peter repeats it, you know, told us that there's only one foundation, and that foundation is the Lord Jesus himself, because it says in verse 16, it says this, therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. So it could not be Peter. So when the Lord said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, he didn't mean Peter. Because it says in Isaiah, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believes shall not make haste. So he that believes in Jesus is the one who really has the right foundation, not one who believes in some group or some man or some organization. That's not a foundation, biblically speaking. The foundation is the Lord. And now this foundation is a rock. Wow, mighty rock. Malbakol al metro, hallelujah. Forgive me for having a little praise break here in tongues. But the Bible is very, very clear in the Word of God that Jesus is the rock. We sing about it, we shout about it. Let's look it up in the Bible. So, and I'm gonna tell you now, I'm just simply giving you the beginning of my teaching. But look at Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. He is my deliverer. He is my God. He is my strength, in whom I will trust. I'm not trusting some man named Peter. And I'm not trusting a group or some whatever, you know, organization. I'm trusting the Lord and only the Lord, because he is my God. He is my strength. And he is the one in whom I trust. And he is my buckler, meaning my shield. He's the horn of my salvation, meaning the strength of my salvation. Whenever you read the word horn, it's strength. And he is my high tower. In other words, he's my stronghold. He's my stronghold. Nothing can shake me, because the Lord is my rock. And then in Psalm 62, again, make sure to write these down. Because I'm telling you what, we are coming into a time of great trouble on earth. Psalm 62, verse 6, he only is my rock. No one else. He only is my rock. You can't have two of them. He only is my rock. Jesus is the only rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. That's it. I shall not be moved. I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. No matter what the world comes into, who cares? I will not be shaken if Jesus is my foundation. Because it says he's my foundation. He's my rock. On him I stand. And it's not about, listen, it's not about repeating scripture. It's about a relationship with the Lord. So the deeper the relationship, the higher you go. The deeper the relationship means no storm can knock you out. The deeper the walk, the stronger the relationship and the stronger the life. Now, you can keep building that foundation. Of course you can. In the spirit, you can keep going and going and going. And I'm telling you, there's no end to it. There's no end to it. And in this day and age, I would recommend you go as deep as God allows you with the relationship. But we must have the word of God. So let's go to Matthew 16. I'm going to show you how to start. Now, I know many of you are there already. You already began building the relationship with the Lord. But I'm sure there's one or two people there that maybe haven't done it right. So let's talk about doing it right. In Matthew 16 and verse 13, right through verse 18, that's Matthew 16, 13 to 18, we have the four headlines of how to begin building. How to begin building the foundation, the foundation. It's all about the foundation. Before we can get to the building, let's talk about building the foundation and making sure the foundation goes very deep in our life. So when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am, that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are Elijah or Elias. Others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Yona," or the son of Yona, "for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." The word Bar-Yona, by the way, means the son of Yona. So Peter's father's name was Yona. "And I also say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock," what you just said, not you, Peter, "upon this revelation you just spoke, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." That's it. So here we see four amazing things happening before the Lord spoke these words. Upon this rock, upon what you just said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell won't prevail. Now, I can tell you right now, no gates of hell, no power of hell can ever knock you out if you are grounded and founded on the Lord himself. What do we do? Well, here's what Peter did. Number one, he had a personal face-to-face encounter with the living Christ. That I've shared over and over and over. You cannot be saved properly unless you had a face-to-face encounter with the living Christ. I asked a young man who used to work for me years ago, or worked with me, whatever, because I tell my staff, "You don't work for me, you work for the Lord and you work with me." I said, "Have you ever had a face-to-face encounter with the living Christ?" Because I had such trouble with that guy. I said, "Have you ever had a face-to-face encounter?" He said, "Well, I speak in tongues." And I go, "I attended and grew up in a Pentecostal church." I said, "That's not really what I said. Have you ever met the Lord face-to-face?" He could not answer my question. You know why? Because he never did. Speaking in tongues has nothing to do with the foundation. Having the gifts has nothing to do with the foundation. No. Today we have to be in the center of the field. And here's what I mean by that. Remember the Lord spoke of the sower? When he sowed seed, some fell on the wayside, and the birds ate them up, and some fell next to the fence, which was a rock fence, by the way, out of rocks, and it had no depth, and some fell with thorns around, and the thorns choked it. That's the cares of this life. But some fell on the good ground, and then they produced 30, 60, and 100. So how many of you think will actually last in the kingdom? Well, if you look at that, you only have one third of them really in the right place. Some were on the side, the devil comes and steals the word. Some, no depth, so they fall away. Some, they're taken by the cares of work and money and business and politics and friends and this and this and that. And then it chokes it all up and they're gone. But those who commit to the Lord are the real Christians who are founded upon the Lord. And they are the ones that will produce 30 and 60 and 100 fold. And they're not going away nowhere. And I'm telling you, God wants us to be in that group of people. Because there's going to be more temptations out there. More thorns is really what I mean. More trouble, more covetousness and greed, more of all the troubles of life. And we just can't let that, we will not, and we cannot allow that to affect us. So what do? We just get deeper in our relationship. And the deeper we go, those things won't affect us, not whatsoever. So we build a foundation by a face-to-face encounter, number one. And if we have not had it, we'll go back and do it right. Meet the Lord properly, where His presence becomes more real than your life. And I still remember when I was saved, February 14, 1972, when Jesus became more real to me than my teacher and the kids in class and in the school I got saved in. Number two, what was the second thing? The second thing is a personal revelation. Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, meaning that only the Holy Spirit can reveal Jesus to our hearts. We cannot find Jesus by reading the Bible, even though the Bible talks about Him. We cannot find the Lord by going to church and being religious. We only find Him through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to our hearts. There's a lot of people who know the Bible and don't know the Lord. A lot of people go to church and don't know the Lord. So the only way to really know the Lord is by allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal Him to our hearts. Number three is Peter acknowledged Him. He said, you are the Christ. You are the Son of God. Meaning we have to confess the Lord Jesus. And number four, he said that he confessed publicly. Everyone around heard him when he said, you're the Christ. Meaning that we cannot be ashamed of the Lord. We cannot be ashamed of His name. So anyone today that is ashamed of saying Jesus publicly is not, they don't have the right foundation. They are afraid of what the world may think about them. So you begin laying the foundation properly by meeting the Lord properly and by receiving the revelation by the Spirit and acknowledging Him without fear. Now, each stage involves a definite experience. Face to face, revelation by the Spirit, acknowledging the Lord, and acknowledging Him continually. So it's not just a one-time, Lord, come into my heart. It's acknowledging the Lord every day of your life for the rest of your life, where you declare who He is in your life. But now we begin, once that foundation is laid, once that revelation is seen in our lives, then something begins to happen. We begin now to build. I'm going to begin by talking about this, and then we're going to go on tomorrow. We begin to build. How do we build? How do we build up on that experience with the Lord? Like I said, the more we have that beautiful relationship with God, the more we acknowledge Him, the more we allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, and then we acknowledge Him in our lives continually, the deeper we go, because His reality grows and grows and grows. His revelations grow and grow and grow. His acknowledgement in us grows and grows and grows, and we become bolder in Him because we are deeper. The deeper, the bolder. The deeper, the stronger. And so it said here, let's begin reading. This is Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon the rock. So now the foundation is laid. How do we start constructing our lives? The Lord says, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, so the storms will always come. And the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, meaning you will never fall, for it was founded upon a rock. For everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now, so notice each house here had to endure the storm. Christianity is never going to be a storm-free experience or a storm-free passage to heaven. We're not going to get to heaven without storms coming our way. That's just not going to happen. So the Lord clearly states that the storm will come, whether you're built right or built wrong. If you're built right, nothing will shake you. If you're built wrong, it goes. But what did he say? He said two things. Whosoever heareth, I gotta hear right, the sayings of mine. So number one, I have to hear what Jesus is saying to me. Not what Jesus is saying to my pastor to tell me. Or what Jesus is saying to someone else to tell me. You can't build properly by listening to people and depending on people to tell you what God is saying to you. That's why today the prophetic has replaced the voice of Jesus in the church. And many are depending on people to tell them what God is saying to them. Well, that's not the way to build. Yes, we need the prophetic. Of course we do. But it cannot replace the voice of God in your life. Through his word. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. So, number one, you got to have the right ears on. And two, the Lord who's speaking. And number three, and doeth them. So really, there's three things. I build by listening, and I build by listening to the Lord, and then when he talks to me, I practice, I do it. But let's go back and talk about the storms of life for a minute. You know, in Acts 14:22, it says, we must through many tribulation enter the kingdom. So the storms are going to come. The tribulations are going to come. Yeah, I'm going to continue tomorrow and show you how to build. But now we have to just say what I have to say. Any road sign, posted to heaven, which bypasses tribulation is deception. If there's no tribulation in the life of a Christian, he'll be deceived. She'll be deceived. That's just a fact. So any road sign posted to heaven which bypasses tribulation will lead to deception. So building right is what? Hearing right, knowing Jesus right, and also building, acting, continuing right. So I have to hear, and in hearing, I'm going to add study his word. Number two, I want to know him through his word better, meaning I have to also read the Old Testament. How can you know the Lord if you ignore the prophets? Every time I read the Old Covenant, I know Jesus more. Think about it, in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, they did not have the New Testament. They didn't have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. They didn't have Acts and Romans and the epistles. They had the Old Covenant. And they were really strong, weren't they? They were strong in the Lord, big time. And the church grew and multiplied, and miracles were happening. They knew the Lord through his word. The apostles knew him before they knew the word. The apostles knew him before they knew what the word really said, even though they grew up knowing the old covenant. But later the Holy Spirit made that word so alive in them that they knew more about Jesus through his word than they knew about him when he was with them. And Peter would preach such an amazing message on the day of Pentecost. And later on, when they had the conference in Acts 15, James would stand up and say, the prophet said, because there was a big question about, can the Gentiles really become believers? Can the Gentiles really become believers by faith and not by obeying the law? It was a big, big, disagreement with the religious Jews and the Hellenistics from Greece. Because many were Greek Jews and some were local Jews, and they got into this big talk about, do we really have to do it? And finally, what settled it? When James said, the scripture says, and he used Amos chapter 9. And he went to the Old Testament to prove his point and settle the whole matter. Because they knew the Bible. So in our case, we have to hear the word, both old and new, study it carefully, and now get to know the Lord through the word, and then apply in our life. I'm going to talk more about that because I want to talk about the application tomorrow. How do I do it to build my life strong so when the storms come, nothing affects me or you? Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, use this teaching to establish your people. Use this teaching to make them so strong, to make that one listening so strong that no devils in hell can affect his mind or her mind. No demons in hell will shake their faith. Not the storms of life or the devils himself will affect their faith. But they'll be strong and get stronger and get stronger and get stronger and reap the benefits, the 30 and the 60 and the 100-fold of spiritual blessings in their life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we continue tomorrow. Please don't miss it. This is so important. Oh, dear God, it's so important because I'm hearing about all the things happening today. That people are leaving the faith. I was listening to Billy Graham's granddaughter yesterday talking about the fact that if Jesus today came to some churches, he would not be welcome because they don't even teach what he said. Anyways, we'll talk more tomorrow. Now it's time to give to the Lord's work. It's time to sow seed in the work of the Lord for your security also, not just spiritually, but financially. Because financial security is also important in this day and hour when everyone is afraid of what the next virus may be or the next problem may be. So let's secure it through our giving to the Lord's work. Because the more you give, the more he blesses financially. Okay, you can do it on the platform you're watching me on, Benny Hinn Ministries, or you can go right to our website, bennyhinn.org. Or you can simply text it, BHM 45777. Love you. I thank God for you. Be strong. Stay strong in Jesus' name. And please don't miss tomorrow. And share this with your friends and loved ones. Shalom.